Nolte, Joe Biden again undermines vaccine with talk of protecting vaccinated from unvaccinated. By John Nolte on September 10, 2021. His fraudulency. Joe Biden is once again undermining confidence in the effectiveness of the vaccine with his anti-science nonsense about how we are going to protect the vaccinated workers from unvaccinated co-workers. After announcing his fascist and probably illegal employer mandate Thursday night, he reiterated this anti-science, anti-vaccine propaganda with this tweet. For more than a year now, Biden has done more to undermine confidence in the vaccine than any other public figure. And here he is doing it again. Already he's told people not to trust the Trump vaccine. His dim-witted CDC has totally oversold breakthrough infections, which is another way of saying they told the public the vaccine is useless. He wore two masks after getting vaccinated, which told the public he didn't believe the vaccine worked. He's using the least trusted and credible people around, Fauci, to sell the vaccine, etc. And now, and before the whole country, he's again spreading the fake news the vaccine doesn't work by telling those of us who are vaccinated that the unvaccinated put us in danger of the coronavirus. But I thought the vaccine protected me from the China flu? Why am I getting vaccinated if I can still die of the China flu? If you are vaccinated, and the CDC's own numbers prove this beyond any doubt, you are ridiculously safe from the coronavirus. You have practically nothing to worry about from the vaccinated or the unvaccinated. Why? Because you are vaccinated. First off, according to the CDC, 99.5% of those dying right now are unvaccinated. Secondly, out of 173 million vaccinated people, only 2,437 have died of the coronavirus, and only 10,471 have gotten sick enough to require hospitalization. As I put it earlier this week, according to those numbers, serious breakthrough cases, the fully vaccinated who have died or been hospitalized, are ridiculously low. With 173 million people fully vaccinated, as of August 30, only 2,473 have died of the virus, and only 10,471 required, and survived, hospitalization. That breaks down to one death per 69,955 and one hospitalization per 16,521. If you don't see that as an acceptable risk, then you shouldn't leave the house because you are much more likely to die in a car accident this year. Hell, even if you don't drive, you're much more likely to die crossing the street. I'm strongly pro-vaccine and now believe that Biden, the media, Hollywood, and the left, in general, are deliberately being as nasty as possible as a way to use reverse psychology against Trump supporters. They know that the uglier they get, the more unvaccinated Trump supporters will dig in and refuse to get vaccinated. Well, I think that's the plan. They're vaccinated. We're not. The unvaccinated are almost exclusively the ones dying. Who's winning that debate? Who's owning who? If the CDC is correct and 99.5% of those deaths are the unvaccinated, doesn't that tell you all you need to know about the vaccine? And why isn't Joe Biden trying to convince people to get vaccinated using that very convincing number? Maybe because he prefers to pick a fight that manipulates the unvaccinated into believing they are owning the left by not taking the life-saving Trump vaccine? Just throwing that out there. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.